Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. This is preview number one for the Turner Classic Movies Film Festival going on right now in Hollywood. Tonight is the opening night. Well, the film was In the Heat of the Night with the great director Norman Jewison, Sidney Poitier. Rod Steiger won an Oscar for that. It was 1967, landmark film because Sidney Poitier slapped a white man. We won't get into that because our opinions are our opinions, but we're going to definitely double respect Turner Classic Movies, especially with the loss of Robert Osborne. This is a sad blow to all movie fans, and I had the good fortune at my first year covering the festival to have a talk with him about Sidney Lumet, and he was just so kind and so generous, and, you know, I call him the gentle giant. He always made films more fun for us with his intros and his outros. I won't get into what a team effort that was and my personal connection to it. I will say someone involved named this show, and we're forever thankful for that. But Club TCM will have some great events tomorrow. There's going to be a conversation with Peter Bogdanovich, who on Saturday will be hosting the Last Picture Show. And you're going to want to go to tcm.com/festival, and that'll give you all the lowdown on when What's Up Doc plays. And Peter Bogdanovich will be introducing that. But on Friday, I wanted to give you the heads up, and we're going to be giving you some heads up on something Saturday just because it's so cool. Well, it's cool to me, and I want you to have notice. But tomorrow, you get to see The Great Maltese Falcon, 9 a.m., that wonderful Bogart movie. At 12:15, Lady Sings the Blues, about Billie Holiday, and also a rare, not rare, but a film appearance by Richard Pryor. This was 1972, so he had not struck it big and been the landmark comedian. He was known, but this is before Live on the Sunset Strip, and this is before his comedies with Gene Wilder. Also, you're going to see, there's a chance to see Barefoot in the Park, that Jane Fonda, Robert Redford movie. I have not seen, I've never been able to find it. I read about it in so many books. I see it in documentaries, and sometimes people are like, what, you haven't seen that? But in 67, this is before Butch and Sundance. Robert Redford for me is a Butch and Sundance movie. Now, here's something that's odd. Rob Reiner and Carl Reiner will be getting their handprints in front of Grauman's. And The Princess Bride, now this is weird to me because this movie came out when I was 8 years old. I guess that was 30 years ago. So to think of it in a classic movie festival with Bridge on the River Kwai, which was 60 years ago, and Maltese Falcon, which was 76 years ago, it's weird to think that Princess Bride is playing. Now, I know with Rob Reiner, his first films were The Sure Thing in 1984 with a very young John Cusack. Stand By Me is what put him on the map. This is Spinal Tap. So I know they kind of had to go with Princess Bride because Stand By Me is just such a staple. Monkey Business, which will be introduced by Dick Cavett, the great talk show host from the 70s. That's a wonderful Marx Brothers movie. Then the all-time classic, which I don't know why they're having it introduced by Alex Trebek. And I haven't figured out if there's a William Holden tribute or a Billy Wilder tribute because there's Some Like It Hot and Stalag 17 playing over the weekend. I don't know how I'm going to go without seeing Some Like It Hot on the big screen or Stalag. But Bridge on the River Kwai. I don't care if you don't like POW movies. I don't care if you don't like war movies. This is a must-see film. This is probably one of the best films ever made. David Lean. And for all of you, I'm going to say this in the most non-snobby way. Ben Kenobi was not Alec Guinness's first role. This is the Oscar-winning role 20 years before Star Wars of Mr. Alec Guinness. We're also, this is such a tough thing because broadcast news plays during it. Now, all due respect to James L. Brooks, he would say himself it's not as good a movie as Bridge on the River Kwai, but he'll be introducing broadcast news. And respectfully, James L. Brooks, first guy to ever win a writing, producing, director Oscar on his first film, I'd take him introing over Alex Trebek. But I guess it will be interesting over Bridge on the River Kwai, his intro. Mel Brooks will be introducing High Anxiety for a late show at 9:15. And that looks like it'll wrap it up for and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Now, I wanted to tell you guys about these. I'm only going to slip in two Saturday things here because I want you guys to know about it in advance in case I overlook it. Please go to the schedule. Stalag 17, Arsenic and Old List, China Syndrome, Red River, all playing at the same time. Rear Window, Last Picture Show, and The Great Dictator all playing at the same time around noon to one. I love that Dr. Strangelove, we'll talk about that in the next preview. The Great Dictator we'll talk about. I love that TCM is getting subversive. I'm going to leave it up to them and what's going on in the world. But yeah, Saturday night, we'll have Saturday Night Fever. But you know what? I'm just going to hold off on that preview. But I wanted to make sure that you guys knew about Stalag 17, China Syndrome, and about, what is this here? Rear Window, Last Picture Show, and The Great Dictator. Those are all must-see films, so you got to get over to the schedule, check it out. And a small tidbit here, some of the special guests. So for you movie fans, include Jim Abrams, the Airplane movies, James L. Brooks. He also produced Cameron Crowe's career. Jerry Maguire, Say Anything, Dick Cavett. I know they're showing Postcards of the Edge to tribute Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. Leonard Maltin will be there. Bob Newhart. Sidney Poitier, which this must have just been announced because it was not there a few days ago. So now I'm going to have to get off because I'm frustrated because I would have sat in front of In the Heat of the Night for 2 hours and 2 hours after. The only celebrity I would bug or ever stop is Sidney Poitier. He is the man. He is the classiest act. Yeah, I'm going to wrap this up because I am very, very happy about TCM, but this was not on there yesterday, and I can't believe Mr. Poitier was there. So all my love to TCM. We dedicate every single podcast and video that we do to Mr. Robert Osborne. Thank you for all the times you gave us, all the times you gave my father and I listening to you, and for that wonderful, wonderful talk about Sidney Lumet. I can honestly say I will never forget it. Take care, aloha, and everyone enjoy some good movies. It's on. We got 3 or 4 festivals to talk about this weekend. So let's rock and roll with some good cinema. Take care.